There's a passage in the canon where the Buddha is reporting a conversation he had with some Jains who'd claimed that through their austerities they were burning off old karma. And the proof that it was burning was the pain that they were feeling. And he asked them, have you ever noticed that when you don't do your austerities that there's no pain? It sounds a little flippant, but he's making an important point. That a lot of our pain does come from our present actions. This applies both to physical pain and to mental pain. In fact, if it weren't for our mental actions right now, physical pain would not have an impact on the mind. And there would be no mental pain. So that gives you something to think about and gives you something to work with as you meditate. Pain arises while you're meditating and all you do is complain about it, you're not really learning anything about it. You're just being the victim and engaging in the kinds of complaints that a victim engages in. It's a lot more productive to take a more proactive approach. And one of the first things you want to do is check your posture. To what extent is your posture contributing to the pain? And then check the way you breathe. If your breath is constricted, it can lead to pain in different parts of the body. And not necessarily in the same spot where it's constricted. Years back I was suffering from migraines. And I came to realize that a lot of it had to do with the fact that parts of my lower back where the breath energy wasn't flowing properly. And sometimes if I could get the breath energy good there, then the pain in the head, if it didn't go away, at least it'd be a lot less. I also found that there were times when some very deep breathing would help alleviate the pain, way down into the stomach, way down into the intestines, breathing so deep and so long that it was almost painful down there. But it helped with the head. So that's one thing you might want to investigate. And the fact that you're investigating means that you're not a stationary target. The pain can't shoot you because you're running around. Asking this, doing that, investigating this, trying that. This is a really important principle. That if you're proactive, it's a lot harder for the pain to have a negative effect on you. Because your attitude is better. And it's even better when you start noticing what the mind is doing. I mean, you can make up your mind that you will be equanimous in the face of the pain. You will not react. And the effort put into being non-reactive is a type of proactivity. But there's a lot more that needs to be done to understand the pain. You want to investigate the perceptions you have that contribute to the pain, that create a bridge from the physical pain into the mind. Sometimes you can ask questions like, you know, where is the most intense point of the pain right now? And follow it. And you'll notice that it doesn't stay still, it moves around. That helps to get rid of the perception that the pain is a solid block. There's also the relationship between the pain and space. If you lay claim to a certain part of the body and the pain seems to be moving in on your claim, that perception is going to cause a lot of suffering. There's some different ways you can deal with that. One is saying, okay, what if I don't lay claim to that part of the body? I don't need it right now. That gets involved with your perceptions around time. It'll get to it in a minute. for the time being. Just, okay, you don't need that space. You don't need to lay claim to that. You can lay claim to another part of the body where the breath is nourishing, where the breath is refreshing, or at the very least the breath is okay. And the pain can have that part. But then you begin to realize, well, the pain is not the same as the body. Your sense of the body is made up of those four elements. There's a sense of earth, i.e. the solidity of the body, and then there's fire, which is the warmth, water, the coolness, and breath, which is the energy. These are the types of sensation that make up the sense of the body. Now, the pain is not any of these things. And yet we glom them all together, particularly the solid part. But if you can learn to question that, okay, where is the solidity here? Where is the liquidity? Where is the warmth? Where is the energy? And you realize that the sensations of pain are something different. That helps to erase the idea that the pain has invaded the body. It may be in the same space, but it's something different. And your awareness may be in the same place, but it doesn't have to take on the qualities of the pain. That's one way you investigate the perceptions around the space. Then, of course, there's a sense of the intention that the pain wants to hurt you. You have to keep reminding yourself that the pain is not a conscious entity. It's just something that's there. It's your reading of certain nervous impulses. It has no intention at all. It doesn't intend to stay. It doesn't intend to go. It just kind of happens. Another set of perceptions has to do with time. You're sitting here and your legs are beginning to hurt, and you start thinking about, is this going to do permanent damage to my legs? Or you may be sitting here and there's been 5 minutes of pain and we've got a whole another 55 minutes to sit. And all of a sudden you've got a whole hour of pain weighing down this one moment. And of course it's going to be hard to bear. But if you can lop off those perceptions of the past and the future, you've just got the sensation right here, right now. And as for the pain in the future, you'll deal with that when it comes. And then when that pain comes, the pain you're feeling right now will have gone. The more you can be just on the cusp of the moment with the pain, the easier it is to bear. And while you're there, you might think of the pain as these moments of pain that come and go and come and go. And don't put yourself in the line of fire. As I've mentioned several times before, think of yourself as sitting in the back of one of those old station wagons with the back seat faced to the rear and going down the road, and the pain is not coming at you. As soon as you sense the pain, it's going past and going away. Going past, going away. Have that perception in mind. The pain just missed you, and now it's going to disappear. Another one will come, but it'll do the same thing. So there are lots of different ways that you can investigate the perception that fastens onto the pain. It seems to give it an intentionality and a directionality. Occupies a certain amount of space. And threatens you with a long time of pain. Learn how to chop those perceptions up, question them, turn them around. See the perceptions themselves as things that arise and pass away, arise and pass away. And you don't have to decide that you agree with them or disagree with them. I mean, they're just things that come and go. And just as you want to hold a perception that the pain is not coming at you. Well, these perceptions are not coming at you. There's no reason that you have to lay claim to them just because they're in the same space of the mind. They're in your space of awareness. They come and they go too. They're not the same as awareness. Awareness is one thing, the perception is something else. So you attack the perceptions with that same proactive attitude. And this way you find you can not only deal with the pain, but your relationship to the pain changes. It's not so threatening. It's something you can learn from. John Sawat used to make the comment that we have everything all mixed up. We love our craving and hate our pains. You have to realize that the craving is a problem. The pain is something you can learn from. It teaches you how to observe your mind and look at the ways your mind acts around different issues. And particularly to step back from your perceptions and learn how to question them, replace them with different perceptions. See the connections between the perceptions and the pain. Certain perceptions come and the level of pain in the mind goes up. When they disappear, the level of pain in the mind goes down. You can tell yourself, I don't need those perceptions. Other perceptions help the level of pain go down. Okay, you use those as part of the path. Until you can clearly distinguish between your awareness, the perceptions, the pain, the body. All these things that got glommed together. Now they sort out. In John Lee's image, it's like heating a rock. And there are different types of ore in the rock, and each of them has a different melting point. So when you reach the melting point for one type of ore, that one melts out, separates away. You reach the melting point for another one, that particular ore seeps out of the rock, separates, goes in another direction. It's through the effort of the practice, your willingness to be with the pain, and yet not to be a victim. That's what helps things separate out. And it's a great lesson in karma, the karma of the present moment, the extent to which what you're doing right now, what you're thinking right now, the perceptions that you apply to things and the perceptions that you hold on to, the extent to which these things are causing suffering or contributing to suffering, creating disturbance in the mind. And when you can see them clearly, then you can let them go. Because you see they are something different from your awareness. They are different from the pain. They're different from the body. All these things, when you see the differences among them, they separate and go their various ways. And nothing has to be a burden on your awareness.